Okay, Parshas Metzora. The Torah tells us, "Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe leimor, zos tia Torah haMetzora b'yom tarasu vuva al haKohen." So the Metzora is brought to the Kohen to get purified, and the Torah tells us. So you have the two birds, you have the Eitz Erez is the cedar tree, and you have the two Lishni Tolas, etc. And then you dip it in the water and you spritz, etc. So there is a Medrash that seems to be a little perplexing. The Medrash on page 4, Medrash Rabbah, says, V'tziva ha-kohen v'shochat ha-satzipor ha-echos lama shochet achas u'maniach echos. So in other words, you take two birds, one of them you shecht, and one of them you let go. So lomar lecha k'shem she'yefshar l'shchut l'achzor, kach I efshar l'negoyim lachzor. In other words, he's saying that the idea of shechting one of them is to show that just the one that is shechted, it's not going to come back to life. So too, the fellow who spoke lashon hara, and therefore he got saras. So he did real tshuva, so then the saras is not going to come back on him because he did real tshuva. But then it says like this: Boso shalkar gadosh baruch hu yon shalom va'omer lo chinam hikisi oso. I didn't punish him in naught. Ella ba'avon bitzo katzafti va'keyu. In other words, this person I punished b'avon bitzo. What's avon bitzo? As he explains at the bottom, that means b'avon of gezel. Whereas this person, now, that's why I caused him tzaras and he did tshuva, so everything is good. But the question is, what is avon bitzo? Bitzo is gezel. Take a look. You'll see in the pasuk in Yeshaya on page 5. That's you look at the Mitzudas Tzion on page 5. Bitzo inyan gezel v'chamas. So the question is, what does gezel have to do? I mean, it is true that the Gemara says that there are different reasons why you get tzaras, and one of them on page 6 and 7 in the Medrash says for 10 reasons tzaras comes: avodah zarah, gilui arayos, shfichas damim, chil hashem, gozel asharabim, gozel she'eino gasi ruach v'loshen hara. So it is true that gezel is one of them, but l'chora it's a little bit strange because the Iker reason is not gezel. The Iker reason, as we know, is lashon hara. So why does this medrash, highlight gezel more than anything else? That saras comes from gezel. So there is a There is an interesting pshat in the Sefer Yismach Yisrael on page 15. Yismach Yisrael was the Alexander Rebbe. And it's interesting because pre-war, Alexander Hasidim, there were million, there were tremendous amount, and a lot of them were killed in the Second World War. So you don't hear as much, like in the Hasidic groups that you hear of today, you don't hear so much about Alexander, because it was, a lot of people were destroyed. So the Alexander Rebbe, the Yismach Yisrael, Yachmiel Yisrael Yitzchak of Alexander, says something, and then I'll show you, it's similar to something that Rav Soloveitchik said as well. So we'll see the parallel here shortly. See, like they have the Rebbe and the Rav, so they could have the Alexander Rebbe and the Rav. But most people here never heard of the Alexander Rebbe. So he says like this. Look on page 15. Why are we stretching? It's true that one of the 10 reasons in the Medrash was Gezel, but why is this Medrash like highlighting Gezel to be the reason of Tzaras more so than other averus? Hafshakam ba'oven gezel han goyim ba'im kivur b'medrash rabba ava parsha zu lo ma'im ha'medrash b'gezel v'kam mash b'medrash ha'psukim han goyim ba'im rak ala gezel. But why is it? It's true that it is one of the like 10 reasons that brought that, but it's a little strange why it's being highlighted here. So the Alexander Rebbe on page 16, on the bottom, he says like this. The bottom arrow on the right side. El sheish beis mine gezel. There are two types of gezel. Hecha gozel dover miyad chaver kipshuto. One is you take a physical object of your friend. You take something, a physical object, you steal it. That's gezel. Gezel sheni, the second type of gezel, who shall gozel dover ruchani. In other words, you steal something non-tangible. Like the Gemara says in Brachas, kol hanene me'olam hazeh b'lo bracha kilu gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As you ate without a bracha, so some explain that's gezel because you stole the bracha. You didn't give him the bracha. So he says like this: Indian who misha mishtamish bechushav uba midosav b'dvarim asurim sheim negin mitzono who kuvyochol gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shebara midos elu mishtamish mehem lavadoso k'zono ze in kefil shomer dovid hamelach the kichabayim b'var levav the kichabayim misha nimsha. So he says like this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us different things in life, different spiritual things. He gives us character traits, the ability to love, the ability to be angry, the ability, different things. So we have a right to use these things in different ways. Because a person loves, he has to direct it in the right channel. If he directs it in the wrong channel, then this midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave is being perverted from something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted man to have, as opposed to something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want man to have. So similarly, a person's speech. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the man the ability to speak. So if the words that he says, that's not a physical thing. That's, you know, but whatever you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you this ability to speak because it's a tremendous chus to be able to speak. Like the pasuk says in Tehillim on page 13, Romos, that the biggest kavod that a human being has, a human being is called a medaber. You have chai tzomeach, domim tzomeach chai medaber. So, and the pasuk says, Kitov chasnecha mechaim sfasa yishab chanucha, on page 8. That the wonderful thing of life is that we're able to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam. That we have the ability to speak. So if you take the ability to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a gift. He lent us this capability of speaking, and then we misuse it, that's a form of gezel. As we'll see, Rav Salvation says, if somebody lends you something, right, and he only says you can use it only for certain things, and you use it for something else that wasn't part of the deal, that's called what? As Rav Salvation points out in the Gemara, Shol Shalobidas. A Shol Shalobidas is a gazlan. Because if you give me a baseball bat, so it's only to play baseball. So if I use it for something else, so I'm a shol shalobidas. So the koach of speech is a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. So memela, if we use it for something else, then what? Then we're basically stealing. So says the Yismach Yisrael. That's what the Medrash means to say, quoting the pasuk in Yeshaya, Bavon Bitzo, that Lashon Hara is Etzem Gezel, because Lashon Hara means that this special gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to praise Him, to do so many good things with speech. You could give your friend Chizuk, you could help somebody. Speech is such a beautiful gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, but you use it for something improper, so that's like Gezel. So the underlining fact of Lashon Hara, of Mitzora, is Lashon Hara, but Lashon Hara is a form of Gezel because it's the misuse of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gift to us. The gift of speech is misused. And that's how he explains the Medrash, and that's what the Pasuk says in Tehillim on page 8. Ki tov chastecho mechayim sfasa yishab chuncho. That the great thing of life is svasai, my mouth, my lips, my words, could be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a vort that Rav Salvechik says over in different places. Rav Shechter has it in the Sefer, also on page 21 in the Sefer Shaila Torah, quotes from Rav Salvechik. On page 21, he says it very clearly from Rav Salvechik. And Rav Shechter has it also from Rav Salvechik, page 20. It said pshat in Ne'ilah. There's one phrase that we say in Ne'ilah, in the end of the Shmon Esrei in Ne'ilah. Ata nosen yad laposhim. You give, in other words, Hashem puts His hand out for the sinners to pull them in. Hashem gives us the ability to say vidoy on all our sins. Leman nechdal me'oshek yodenu. So we shouldn't steal. Leman nechdal me'oshek yodenu. Because we're doing tshuva, so this way we won't steal anymore. So the big question is, understand, the Al-Khait has like, I don't know, 20, 30, many different sins. So why are we saying, well, we did tshuva from our sins, so this way we won't steal anymore? What do you mean this way you won't steal anymore? Stealing is one of many. So why is the Ne'ilah, in the end of Ne'ilah, Why do we highlight Leman Nechtol Me'oshek Yadeinu? The same question that the Alexander Rebbe asked about what? About why does the Medrash highlight Gezel by Tzaras, if that's only one of the many? And he answered because basically every speech of Lashon Hara is a misuse of the gift of speech. And therefore, if you misuse a gift that Hashem gave you, then you steal it, right? So Rav Soloveitchik said the same thing. Why are we stressing Gezel? So Bir Bezah Grit Soloveitchik, Ben Hagona, Rabbi Moshe, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, this Rav's son, is Rav Moshe is the Rav's father. The name Emes Hanashamalach Vaguf Shalach. Right, we say in the Slichas, Hanashama Lo Shalach, everything belongs to Hashem. We just have it on loan, right? In other words, we have a guf and a shama that's only on loan. Hakol Shalom Shalach Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mikol Zeh Shabro. Hashem created it, so it's His. Conceive Hashem Arts Moloch, Yomi Misada. Fiza Nimshach Sha'odam Chote, Umishtamish Begufo Bemocho Uvikishronosov. When a person sins and he uses his body, his intellect, not in accordance to the will of Hashem, he's stealing from Hashem. Why? It's not our body. It's all His. So what right do we have to use it? He gave it to us alone. But he stipulated you can only use it for this, and you can't use it for this, and this. So that's a shol shalom midas. Meaning, if you borrow something and you use it for something other than what you were allowed to in the initial stipulation, that's a gazlan. So if I borrow your bat and I say I'm going to go to baseball practice, and then I take the bat and use it for something else to knock in nails and you know for some to put up a picture and knock in nails with the bat, so now I'm a gazlan because I used it for something that wasn't part of the deal. So the same thing, any sin that we do in essence is a type of gazela. And that's what the exact thing that the Alexander Rebbe said. That any time you speak Lashon Hara, that means you're using this part of the body that Hashem gave us this gift for something that you weren't allowed to. So that's a gezel. Just like he used something that wasn't part of the... So that's why... Last page. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'man nechtal me'oshek yadeinu. Hayinu shalom namshich lachto od. He said, basically what we're saying is like this. We hope we did tshuva for all our Averis and Yom Kippur, so we won't sin again. So this way, we won't be a shol, because any part of our body is on loan. Because Hanashama Loch Vaguf Paloch, it's all His. So He lent it to us to use. And He told us, He gave us a whole Torah, and He told us what we are allowed to use it for, and what we're not allowed to use it for. So every time we distort that, then in essence, we're stealing the guf from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a shol shalom midas. Hayin shalom shich lach ta'od. U'meila lo yeh biyadeinu avon zeh shol shalom midas. V'meshen shtamish begufo. B'chayinu v'kishnoseinu l'dom shalom hidru l'ano adei bareinu. And that's the idea. L'man nechtal me'osh. So that's how we end the Shmon Esrei on Yom Kippur. We say we hope we did tshuva for everything. This way we won't continue being gazlanim, because everything that we misuse is a form of gezel. And that's why, so that now you can see the Alexander Rebbe's pshat in the Medrash of Bavon Bitzo Katzafti, that the Lashon Hara is ovon of gezel, because Lashon Hara is a misuse of dibur, and therefore that's Gezel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so to any Avera, that's what Rav Soloveitchik says, that we do is a misuse of that part of the body. So Tzaras, you know, as the Al-Shech says on page 11, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godol Elkeinu, that we should give, that Moshe says, when I say Shem Hashem, you should give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it's a tzchus to be able to say Shem Hashem, so we have to give praise that we're able to say the word of Hashem. To call out to God, that's a tzchus, so we should praise Hashem, be thankful for even such a tzchus. Ki Shem Hashem Akra, that Moshe says, when I say Shem Hashem, give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Certainly if you'll say it, or you'll do anything. But, and it's so interesting that the Dibur, you know, the Pasuk says, Yesh Botek Yemad Kuros Chorv, that words are so powerful that you say things that are not proper, it can be so painful to another person. And you say things that are good, you can make person feel good. It's the biggest mitzvah in the world, and it's not. It doesn't have to be. You know, it could be two words. It can be a sentence. It can be just to give somebody a chizuk, give something somebody to make them feel good. And it makes all the difference of life, and that's such a powerful gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. So when we come to Parshas Metzora, we see it's all about somebody who misuses it and ultimately does tshuva. So he ultimately does tshuva. So then v'nei nirpa nega tzaras mina tzarua, and he does tshuva. And then because the tshuva is to realize that this gift is the important gift. And then when you misuse it, you were really gozel. And that's why ba'avon bitzo katzafti v'akeyu. It's because Hashem says, I gave you the tzaras for the aveira of gezel. Because every misused speech is gezel, and that's what we say on Yom Kippur. As Rav Soloveitchik said, "Leman nechdal me'oshek yadeinu." Let us do tshuva, so we'll stop being gazlanim. Even though we are the most honest people in the world, but if we misuse our body, we misuse our words, we misuse any gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used, on a certain measure, that's a gzeila from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we always have to be makir the tovos, the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And that's a whole different shmooze, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you makir the gifts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inclined to continue giving you gifts. It's like somebody gives somebody a gift and he doesn't recognize it. So the guy's not going to give him a gift again, because he says he doesn't appreciate. So we have to always appreciate the gifts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just, be able to come to the Beis Medrash and learn and talk and shmooze with Yichavrusa and do so many good things. It's a tremendous gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to makir the gifts and use them in the proper way. So chas v'shalom, we should never be a shoal shalom midas. So the refuas hametzora is the hakaras chus hadibur. Is to makir. It's a privilege that we have. Only human beings have it. The whole animal kingdom, other things, they don't have the schus. It's a schus. And that's coming up to Pesach. The Ari HaKadosh says that Pesach is two words. Pesach, the mouth speaks. Because Pesach is the time of speaking, is the time of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Pesach, the mouth speaks. And that's the tremendous privilege we have of Dibur. And that's something we should always... you should always keep in mind this, and how powerful words could be, both in the negative and in the positive. So we should always think before we speak, and always use our words to be productive, because there's so many productive things we could do. You call up a friend, you call up this one, you call up that one, to give somebody encouragement, to say hello, to see how they're doing. It's a tremendous... I don't know, do you get it with text? I don't know. But certainly when you call someone up and you speak, I mean, text also is words. But the Iker words are the spoken words. So Bez Hashem, we should all have that, the Toach HaDibur, the Schus HaDibur, used in a proper way. Zos, Toras, HaMetzora, it's the Akaras, Schus HaDibur.